Rav?
I would say this. There's a law in nature of law of accumulation. As it's written, each and every penny adds to a great sum. And the same is in nature, corporal nature and spiritual nature. Hence, we have to renew our work to come closer, as if it wasn't yesterday, and maybe in worse conditions than yesterday, with laziness, lack of strength, helplessness, lack of thought, lack of excitement, doesn't matter. We need to understand that specifically the difficulty that appears to us, where we need to, as if, begin from scratch every time, that is actually a great step forward, since each and every penny is added to a great sum. Each and every effort brings us eventually to the total efforts that the door opens and we can enter. And the same goes for the matter of importance of friends, the group, the connection between us daily, several times a day. We seemingly have to renew it, start from scratch, and every time we do it, there is a new beginning, and there is more and more this new addition to the exertion until the sufficient measure of exertion called se'ah that opens up for us the
sayings that seem to contradict one another.
When I make myself smaller towards society, what do I obtain by that? I attain the first step into the society. I make myself small, they are great in my eyes, I'm drawn to attracting, to cleaving to them, I acquire their vessel. When I make myself greater towards society, by that I'm looking for how and in what way can I benefit them, give them, provide them something. After these ups and the being up and being below, I have to reach equality. We have to reach equality where there's no one more, no one less. We're all friends, because friends, chaverim, is called, is equal. So all those exercises whereby I make myself greater and then smaller than, it's only to later reach.
Practically, should you do?
Meaning, if I got this correctly, what should I do now when we're in isolation in order to help the friends? And constantly give the friends the feeling that we're together in one desire, one level, one kli. Then we support one another, and that each one will receive support from everyone. If that's the case, we're certainly headed towards success. And this feeling that I just mentioned should constantly exist in each and every one. We need to constantly warm it up. The moment we let go, it cools off. We have to think each time. So maybe we can have a duty. These guys, those guys, like the Ramchal duty that we read about. So these guys are in duty, then these guys, and then these guys, like doctors in a hospital. This way we have to ensure that the greatness of the society, the friends, the greatness of the Creator, the connection between us and connection between us and the Creator will always be important to us. And it remains like a burning torch before us. And if we'll do it for doing this way in the duty, in the ten, then certainly we will advance quickly, nicely. So go ahead, make this division in the ten. Where every few hours, two friends, not one, at least two friends, worry, so they would be responsible now for the ten to be drawn to connection and through that to the Creator. So let's say every hour or two, there are two friends from the society, from the ten, that are thinking about that exclusively. And we organize ourselves this way. Please talk about it. How do we organize ourselves this way? So that we'll have this duty, and each time two friends will be in contact between them to talk about it, to care about it, to think. Maybe they're both working, they can't do much, but at least think during the time they have to about the society, that the society is going towards a connection between its members and between them and the Creator. Hang on. No one can be greater than his friends, and no one can be smaller or lesser than the friends. Friends are considered equal, so they have to make sure they are equal, otherwise it will not be a society. A society is where each one is equal to the other, although different than the other. That's a condition. And specifically because we are holding the society in this way, consequently, we're starting to see the integral world, the global, the integral society, the global society in total equality. And that gives us, inside this approach, this total equality, it gives us a new sensation, which is the true feeling of godliness. Where through this equality, we come to the feeling of the Creator. Otherwise, you will not feel this discernment, only in the condition that there is no difference between the smaller one, a greater one, this one and that one, regardless of the gender and the kind and the color and anything. Everything is completely equal, then you come to the godly discernment.
And what's left of the thought of a person in this equality? He is included in this count. He's got profit as well.
And how? Because he worries about it, and his concern is his profit. Did you hear what I'm saying? His concern, his worry, that's his profit. The concern by itself is the profit. The fact that he was given to be concerned for everyone, that's profit. He wants nothing more than that. Tell a mother she worries about her children. She is going to tell you that's her.
According to the schedule,
all the friends who have a responsibility to awaken the society to be as one, a single mechanism, a single system, each one of them adds to the general kli, the general deficiency. So ultimately, everyone is asking of the Creator. The Creator performs this correction. And
hurt his eye with a needle, and the neighbor, on the other hand.
If I am myself correctly, to see the group, by first subjugating myself. The first subjugation has to be there. I subjugate myself towards the group, before the group, and I take nothing into consideration except that I am the least of everyone, the lowest. I care about them, I worry about them, and that's it. In this way, I approach the ten.
Good morning, dear Rav. Thank you for allowing me to ask. Tell me, please, to be in constant prayer for the friends. What is the most helpful, faith in the Creator, faith in the friends, or faith in yourself, that you will have the strength to walk on this path? Thank you.
The best is if I understand that other than concern for the ten, participation in the ten, support in the ten, annulment towards the ten, other than this work, I have nothing. I depend on that.
Can you clarify who is the friend before whom I annul? What is the society before which I annul?
Each one in the group who is in a ten, in your ten, is your friend, and you must annul before him. And of course, you annul differently before different people, but you must annul yourself, or you will not have a spiritual vessel. The spiritual vessel is built on the annulment of the ego. And by annulling yourself towards a friend, you annul your ego. So, you have nine options towards other nine in the ten for how to annul yourself. And each time you do it, it adds to your vessel additional annulment, an additional annulment, an additional until the ego becomes so annulled until it finally reaches equivalence of form with the light. Hebrew 10.
I wanted to understand the exercise you gave before. As I heard it, you said that every 10 should create a division where every few hours two friends are concerned with the 10 being drawn to connection and through it to the Creator. So every hour or two friends do it, and this is how we should organize ourselves. So she said, should we just now take the 24 hours of the day, divide it into hours, and every hour two friends have to connect among them and do this task?
Yeah, but not only connection, but equal kind of connection. You are also thinking about equality.
Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
Concerning this task, is there a difference between this duty that the people in duty have to do and the fact that there are the shots and goodbye each day in the ten? Is it something else? And what is the work? Is it only in the thoughts? Or should we also have a workshop during the day, some discussion, some meeting?
Every few hours, two friends care about the group. This is their mandatory, their obligation. They have to do it, not just to think about it. They have to do it. The intention for the group to be connected equally everyone, each one would want to annul himself towards the others, and by that everyone will be annulled and be equal among everyone. And in this unity, this equality that they obtain, they become similar to the Creator. Then they bring themselves closer to the revelation of the Creator between them. Only according to one outcome. You see the friends all inside your feeling. This is called inside your heart. And they're all equal. This equivalence is something that is doesn't exist in our world, because it means that you stop seeing them egoistically, and they will reach such a state in equality that the ego disappears, and all that's left is this vessel, this deficiency, and by that we're coming closer to the Creator.
No.
PT 17.
Rav, in this exercise, on what should you focus, or what result do you expect while you're in charge of the 10?
You need to ensure that they are equal, and the Creator hears what you're doing and accepts you as equals, and you are accordingly in contact with the Creator.
Do you have to actually expect this feeling? Because it's very difficult to fix yourself for a long time on this thought.
No, because you constantly have to ensure that they will be as equals. They will be neither more nor less. This is work. That's why it's so difficult, because it's a constant effort. It never goes away. You have to constantly feel it. Should we say it? That's how it happens.
P21. What does it mean that all the profits from engaged medium level friends, they have to control their assets equally?
We all use it to feel the Creator in it. After all, we ultimately calibrate our vessels in a special way that allows the Creator to be revealed, that one will not be different than another, and a second, and a third. If we all come from the Creator, He created us, then each one of us needs to check it in such a way to be such a zero in His eyes, that just as it came out of the Creator equally, I can see it now. And the tent that I arrange this way, I bring it to the zero between them, and through that I can see the Creator, because He created them equally. You can say, how the Creator created them equally. He created them equally so that each one, according to how much even inclination he was given, the Creator also gave him the ability to overcome.
Through the Adilet, the mantle.
Meaning, we're going to read it again. This means that specifically through the questions, problems, concealments, when we don't know how to overcome them, when we see how much we fail, we fall, specifically through these overcoming of these concealments, we come to a state where we can be ready, capable of seeing the greatness of the Creator. Otherwise, no. with the contradictions, when we overcome them more and more, and we begin to discover that the Creator gave us this. Why? So we would overcome. By that, by solving these contradictions, when we can work even with these contradictions, by that we acquire vessels through which we can begin to see His greatness and that He's.
The adilat, the mantle.
Let's say it's like I'm lifting weights. I have a piece of iron, 10 kilos, and I lift it. So where do you see my strength? The extent to which I can lift this body of metal, of iron. So the same here, the Creator gives us these questions. Through these exercises, we'll be able to see, to feel, to come closer to Him. That's all these contradictions, these concealments, everything that's before us, those are all only for us to overcome, to prevail and discover the vessels for the revelation of the Creator. Otherwise, how will we grow up? There is no other way. PT 4.
What does it mean by saying that you have to both want and extend the exaltedness of the Creator?
To want to reveal the exaltedness of the Creator? And if there's a question, to extend the greatness of the Creator over it, meaning to the as much as these questions make me fall, and I can come to this derision in my spiritual work towards the Creator, to that extent I overcome and I do the opposite. I respect these questions and the Creator.
From where is the strength to do the opposite?
From knowing that this is how the Creator is managing me, is playing with, toying with me, and I have to constantly ask from Him the force of scrutiny. How else? Each and everything that's happening with me, to me, regardless of the level, corporeal or spiritual, it's all coming from Him. The upper light depicts for me how I exist, and I exist in this body, and I exist in this world. I think, I feel, this is all depicted by the upper light on the point that He created. Existence out of absence. He shines on it, and inside of that point, He evokes such a sensation. And I need to arrange that sensation that He evokes correctly, so ultimately I will grow up like Him and resemble Him. And it's all out of understanding that whatever is in me.
So in such a way, pushes him away to the point that he starts missing lessons and everything. Is this also an exercise? How do you relate to it?
The Creator gives him the burning of the heart, so a person will overcome it, and although he feels it is difficult, heavy, he doesn't understand, he doesn't feel, he's tired, all those sensations that the Creator gives a person, and it's possible there's no foundation to those feelings, but that's how a person feels. And it's all for the person to look for the exaltedness of the Creator, that the Creator is great, and I must overcome all those questions for Him. And then I surrender before the society, subjugate myself to them. I hear what they're talking about. I developed envy. in me, why they and not me? And I asked them to carry me a bit more, pay attention to me, call me. Before the lesson, am I ready? Am I coming prepared? Meaning, I use everything that was given to us. And that's there's only one thing here. If a person falls into pride, and the pride separates him from the friends, he cannot ask of them, he cannot subjugate himself towards the path, and then he falls completely. That's it. But if he can subjugate himself towards the friends and come to envy in the friends, those disturbances are not real disturbances. Rather, they are those problems that exist in our world to receive. To the extent that it is in order to receive, so we would correct these disturbances to be not as a disturbance, but as help against, that they will become as supporters. Then you can say that you are turning the disturbances into a form of support, and that's how we advance. Hence, without disturbances, we're incapable, we'll have nothing to correct and nothing by which to come closer to the Creator. So those who close their eyes and don't want to see the disturbances will stand in place, even maybe take a few steps back. We need only to grow stronger in the connection between us and know how do we come to the work on the disturbances. But the fact that there are disturbances along the way, it's a sign that we're advancing. Because there is no other way. Our path is an ascent. We keep climbing up and up and up. So how can you have an ascent without having a step before you have to rise above it? And the gap between the degrees, between these steps, is a egoistic disturbance, and you have to rise above it and rise above it again and again. That's how it works with each passing day, with each passing moment. Only in this way. Moscow 6.
This work in overcoming, is it personal work, common work of the 10? Or if it's personal work, how do you make the results of the work go toward the benefit of the whole 10?
How should we relate to all the disturbances? Are they personal disturbances for me, or disturbances that belong to my attitude toward the 10? So that's specifically something where I need to interpret the disturbances as my attitude to the 10. If I want to overcome the disturbance correctly, it means that I use it to cleave even more to the 10. This is the meaning of solving the 10, solving the disturbance, solving myself, and I.
Greater to feel them?
Yes, I need to ask the Creator to feel the disturbances in order to overcome them. But if I'm in a 10 and I'm drawn towards arranging my attitude, my relationship with a 10, the disturbances are ready. They're there. I'm ready. I immediately begin to feel where else do I need to add in corrections. P.T. Young.
And do the contradictions, are they resolved in the end, or do you always stay with contradictions?
Contradictions, problems, questions, obstacles, all those things come until the end of correction. Otherwise, how will you rise to the height of the end of correction if you won't have disturbances before you, various shapes and forms.
So they come in order to strengthen the connections between us?
Yes. Of course. What are disturbances? That which separates me and the Creator. There is a distance. What is that distance? There's disturbances until I come to the Creator. It's a revelation of the deficiencies that I have to correct. And I come closer using each and every one. I cannot do it without correcting them. If I disregard the disturbances, it means that I reject the means I was given to come close to the Creator. Florida.
Good morning, Rav. Hello, Wadkri. Should one also look for the disturbances in order to extend the greatness of the Creator by overcoming? Thank you.
We shouldn't be looking for disturbances. We should be looking for ourselves, where we are connected more and more, and then the disturbances will appear. And disturbances that awaken between us are exactly the disturbances between us and the Creator, since the Creator is in the center of our connection.
Kiev 2.
Kiev 2?
Kiev 2.
А что значит прилепиться к десятке? Это
What does it mean to cling to the ten? Is it only an intention in the thought or all of the procession in the order of our actions together? So we will feel that we're doing everything together. Meet, or is it just a thought that connects us?
And the 10, it means that I don't feel any difference between me and my friends. We are in one desire so much. One desire to reveal the Creator, one desire to help one another, one desire to stop feeling each one himself and begin to feel only the others and everyone together as one thing. Just like when you're pouring something into a soup, you add something to the soup, then you whisk it in, you cook it, until it dissolves, disappears. So in this way, you have to ensure that in the society everyone disappears. There will be no one, only one desire, one thought, one Creator, and everything will be mixed up to such an extent there will be no difference between you and the Creator, between each one of you, or each one of them and the Creator. Everything will be as one single mix.
What do you do with my 10?
You have a 10? What does that mean that you have a 10? Do you have somebody to annul towards?
Yes.
Let's say you have a cart or a train or some kind of, I don't know, a chariot that takes you to Gmar Tikkun. So all you need is to sit inside it, to enter it. Enter. Hold yourself in there. For that, you need to adhere to them as much as you can possibly adhere. Make a baby, a child of yourself. Just be a zero of youth, just to be present between them. Then they'll already take you ahead. But you constantly have to make sure that you are in zero of youth. Zero courses. I have nothing. I want nothing. I just want to be next to them like a child in a little crib for babies. Nothing but that. Try and do that, and you'll see as much as they take you ahead and take from one state to the other. If you have a 10, you just need to use it. We have no other vessel. That is the 10 sefirot. It's a complete kli that if you're included in there, it takes you ahead. All of our work is in annulment. The rest is the work.
This work above reason.
Specifically in a descent, we have an ability to overcome what you're given in faith above reason. Because what do you have in this descent? You don't have reason while you're in a descent. So you can go in faith, it's easier. What are you saying? I have no opinion, I don't understand anything, I have nothing. What do I need to do? I need to work like a parrot. That's it. Mechanically. Just as it's written, they have eyes and they shall not see, they have ears, they shall not hear, and I'm willing to work like this just to annul. And that I can do. And I don't care what I get now and feel, and I don't care what I will get or feel, I just want to perform the action. That's it. You see how much it'll help, specifically in a state that you feel that you can't do anything because you have nothing. You have an opportunity to do such an action. Moscow 1.
Рафа, то, что вы сейчас объяснили, вот это какой точкой человек это делает, если не разума? Это получается...
Rav, what you just explained, from what point does a person does it? Is it, if it's not from the point of reason, is it just a habit to move from in reason to above reason?
That's not by habit. Even though a habit becomes second nature, the main thing is the effort I make. And especially towards the friends. We have to understand, the friends are like a warehouse of my forces. I give them all of my exertion. Everything I have, I give them. What does it mean? Because that is the general vessel. And I personally can fall in order to reach the general vessel again and invest myself in there. You've probably saw ants the way they work. You see how every ant brings something into their general nest there. And she puts something in, and he puts something in, and they all put something inside. That's what we need to do. That's why in our general vessel, we accumulate all of our exertions there in the 10. And in that 10, by our efforts that we don't know how each and every one performs his effort, but the upper light, when he works on the 10, organizes our exertions, and that's how we become that same home for all the ants, and organize them in a correct way, as a kli, as ten sefirot, as a parzuf. This is what we need to understand. For that reason, when we bring our exertion to society, so we have somebody to turn to, and how to receive forces from there, and again, work and work and work and work. That's how it works. It's the work of ants.
Rav, why do we only advance by sufferings and by blows?
How else can you correct, except for these disturbances of the ego, when you feel your ego is disturbing? Those are exactly its parts that have to go through corrections. That's how they appear in you. How nice.
Can I ask one more question?
Yep.
What should we do when we find disrespect in dissemination?
That's a big problem because we don't understand how we can't advance if we don't disseminate, because the Creator doesn't want our correction. He wants the general Kli to be corrected, the general Kli. That's why we cannot only take care of ourselves. That's a huge ego that will stop us. But only when we are concerned to bring the Creator, all of the earth dwellers, as much as He can enjoy everybody, that He can work with them, by that we are fulfilling His desire. Otherwise, we won't advance. All of our advancement is only by us being concerned of dissemination. And a person who isn't disseminating is actually working egoistically. And let him keep going, but he won't advance. He won't. That's his business. With these people, I usually don't work. I see as much as they're willing to invest in what the Creator wants. The Creator wants everybody. The final generation that we're in is that each and every person, everybody, will return to the Creator.